Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you've been working with a number of local agencies and individuals recently on a project in downtown Uniontown, and I know a lot of people are going to see the final product here in the next week, so tell us a little bit about that project.
In an effort to combat the issue of hunger in the region, my office teamed up with several area organizations in creating a hunger garden in the city of Uniontown. An official ribbon cutting and ceremonial planting will take place this Thursday, May 24th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m.
And tell us a little bit more about how the hunger garden idea came into being.
In Pennsylvania, nearly 1.7 million people are struggling with hunger, and of them, 482,130 are children. That means one in every eight people struggle with hunger. Perhaps more strikingly, that's one in every six children that go hungry. Right here in Fayette County, 20,650 individuals qualify as food insecure, and that's over 15% of our population. The Hunger Garden was created to call attention to the fact that many families in our county do not routinely have access to enough food for a healthy and active life. These renovated planters on the corners of Main Street and South Arch Street and West Street and South Arch Street in Uniontown will be used to grow food that we can harvest for those in need, but they'll also serve as a daily reminder of the food insecurities in our community to those that travel through downtown on a daily basis.
And who are some of the partners that are involved in this community-based project?
Our project is being led by Life Scout Jonathan Buckle of St. Mary's Troop 620, who is working to attain the rank of Eagle Scout. Jonathan has been in the process of renovating the planters, removing old signage, preparing and making room for the garden to be planted. We also partnered with the Redstone Foundation, which is the nonprofit arm of the Fayette Chamber of Commerce, who owns the parking lot and planters. The chamber director, Muriel Nuttall, has been instrumental in helping to fund and organize the project. We also partnered with the Penn State Extension Office. Their Master Gardener Coordinator, Val Sessler, has done soil samples and is helping Jonathan to select the proper crops to plant in these new beds. And the harvest will benefit the food bank at the Fayette County Community Action Agency, who has been great to work with. We should also thank K2 Engineering, Grandview Inspections, and Mason Mark Stone for their donations of time and material to get the project done.
How can folks get additional information about the Hunger Garden project or the dedication event that's going to be taking place this coming Thursday?
Those interested in information regarding the Hunger Garden should contact my district office at 724-438-6100 or visit me online at repdowling.com. Under the Issues and Legislation tab, select Hunger Garden.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.